So earlier on in the week, Darren Antrobus from This Station caught up with Tom Moorcroft. He's playing at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 2nd of September.
Live, alive, fish alive, hold you and a cat. No mistake about this weather, it's enough to kill a man. Looking down through all these alleys, the puddle's gone, it's just not to lose you. Not to lose you.
Tom, tell us all about your connection with Callum and what we're going to see at Alexander's on Thursday, the 2nd of September.
Well, I've known Callum a few years now, actually probably about 5 years, and he's like, I first met Callum when I used to host the open mic at the Jacaranda in Liverpool, and Callum came down with his younger sister, Caitlin Gilligan, who's like another favourite act of mine, and he came and played. And then Callum used to set up a lot he's also in a duo called Limerence, he used to set up and play with them. And like, over time, we became friends, and I like to think he's one of my best friends. And as it happens at the moment, we're both about to become fathers, basically the same time. So I've got a baby due in October, and Callum's got a baby due in November.
That's freaky.
So nice little bond we're gonna have with that as well. And Callum's just finished recording his debut album, which he's been recording it, and a fantastic guy called Rich has been engineering that and mixing it at his studio. But he kind of brought me in as an overseer producer, basically. I know people think of a producer as like somebody that's definitely on, you know, setting up the mics and stuff, but I was more sort of standing there in the corner, a bit like a film producer, if you can imagine that. So Callum's also sang and played on my recordings and my releases as well, so we've got a lot of musical connections, me and Callum, we're very excited to be playing this gig together at Alexander's in Chester.
3rd or 2nd of September, which is just around the corner.
Alive, alive, fish alive, hold you and a cat. No mistake about this weather, it's enough to kill a man. Looking down through all these alleys, the puddle's gone, it's just not to lose you.
So, Callum's told me what sort of music we can expect, but I want to hear it from your point of view. What can
I think? I think, and I'm not overstating it, I think Callum Gilligan is like the next exciting young British folk act, I think. So he's like, I could see, personally, I might be overshooting it, I could see Callum doing something like winning, you know, BBC Radio 2 Folk Album of the Year. So Callum is a very Celtic roots like folk act, whereas I would see myself as more of a kind of singer-songwriter. I don't mean pop with a capital P. I just mean, like, I think Callum's music veers more towards being traditional folk, even though he writes his own material. Whereas I would see myself as more like an acoustic rock act, I think, would be the way. So I think we're both in some ways similar acts, but I'd make that distinction there a little bit, really.
Well, when you said acoustic rock, I would put, obviously, Callum in his folk bubble, and then you, acoustic rock, I'll go, there, here comes Nickelback, with an acoustic track.
Oh, no, stay well away, no, not that. I don't mean a rock band that has an acoustic number in the middle of their set. I just meant, I think that, ultimately, like, it will sound like a strange way of putting it, but I think Callum has if I was to put it in two camps, Callum's got a lot more in common with a Ralph McTell or a Bertie Ant or a proper folk act, whereas I'm probably more like a Joni Mitchell or a Cat Stevens, if you see what I mean, where it's kind of pop music, but it's acoustic music that has a folky tinge to it, basically.
So you're commercial folky where he's traditional folky.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a really odd thing, isn't it? Because for a lot of people, they got this, here's a conversation for you. but when people think of folk music, some people think of, any acoustic music. But obviously when you say folk music to some people, they think of, Morris dancers, and so there's, those two extreme ends. Obviously I would not put Callum in a box with Morris dancers. No disrespect to Morris dancers, you know, or whatever, but if I could, if I were to make that distinction, which I'm sure Callum is thrilled that I've made in such a clumsy way, then that's what I'd say, really. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense.
It does.
And I would like to respectfully reject any comparisons to Nickelback, if that's okay.
I knew that guy reaction. That's funny, that is ace. Tell us a little bit about, you know, Alexander's live, right? Have you been there before? Have you performed on this?
I first played Alexander's in about 2010.
How was that?
Oh, years and years ago. I played, they used an open mic that was on a Wednesday there. I think a guy called Graham Bellinger got me to come down when he ran it. And that's the first time I ever played. And I think it was kind of originally a jazz venue. But I've been there several times since, and I've usually had like a wonderful time there. Been on many bills, but I was very excited to be asked to be played. So originally this gig was going to happen in January this year, for reasons we will not, speak of. This gig, it got pushed, you know, way into the future, which isn't the way into the future now. It is about a week away. In fact, it's exactly a week away as I'm speaking to you, although the transmission of this program may be slightly different. So it's a really beautiful venue, and it's a great place to see two people, like, kind of to see two acoustic singer songwriters play, basically.
Which is great stuff, Tom. So where can people find you, Tom? Find more about Tom Moorcroft.
You can find more about Tom Moorcroft at tommoorcroft.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You can also find my music on Spotify, and you can also, if you're of that persuasion, you can order a vinyl from 9x9 Records. .com as well, which is the record store and small label that released my latest album and latest single in 2019, and then in early this year as well. And also for this gig in particular, you can go to See Tickets, and you'll see Tom Moorcroft and Callum Gilligan doing a double headline show, as we said, on the 2nd of September. Admission for the gig is online is $6.60. That's including any booking fees. The other thing you can do for this gig, if you want to, is you can get a pre-show dinner as well. They'll cut, and with the ticket, very nice food, fresh ingredients, local suppliers, very delicious, absolutely incredible. So if you arrive for earlier, you arrive for 7 p.m. You comfortably take your seat. You get a drink from the bar. And that will cost you a little bit more. It'll cost you $34.10 online. So there is this option as well. You can eat before you see us. Because how many times have you been at a gig and you just thought, oh, I wish I'd eaten before this gig, but it was hard to do because, you know, like, the venue was there and the nearest place to eat was, like, over the road. Well, you don't need to worry about that anymore because Alexander's can feed you for this extra amount of money, and then the gig ticket is included in that. Isn't that amazing?
Are you on commission for Alexander's, by the way?
I'm absolutely not. I have been to so many gigs that where I thought, I'm so hungry, including my own, and I've just forgotten to eat, or have run out and got a sandwich. But I just, you know, I feel like this is the future, you know, is for the venue to say, here's some food before your gig.
This is great.
I think. But, you know, so I know some people, you know, they want to eat at home and then come down, and I can understand that, you know, that's the thing, but it's just, I just thought I'd let everyone know.
I'm one of those where I'll have a skinful and then a dirty kebab afterwards. I'm proper old school, like 90s,
right?
that's <fair. laughs>
That probably is me, but not on purpose, just out of sheer, like, oh no, I'm starving.
Nice. Right, we're about to play your single anyway, so can you announce it for me, please?
So the song I've sent over today, I just wanted, because I was thinking, how can I make that distinction between myself and Callum? Because I've got some folky songs, but I wanted people to be aware that there's a little bit of variety to the gig this evening. So I thought I'd send over a song called Moon Moon Shake It, which is, like, I think, is quite different to what you're going to hear from Callum. And, yeah, it's got a little eerie piano intro, stick with it, and the song will start up, and it's one of my favourite things I've recorded, and it's quite light-hearted and kind of rhythmic, I think. So here it is, Moon Moon Shake It.
Catching up with Tom Moorcroft, who's playing alongside Callum Gilligan at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 2nd of September, and he played his beautiful song Moon Moon Shake It. So if you'd like tickets for that event, all you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com.